Harbour is Narayan Iyer by V. Vishwanathan. I am V. Vishwanathan, 75 years old and a mechanical engineer by profession. I wish to introduce myself as a grandson of Rao Bahadur S. Narayan Iyer, a direct devotee of Bhagavan. He used to be referred to in Ramanashram as Harbour Narayan Iyer or Fortress Narayan Iyer, to distinguish him from Sub-Registrar Narayan Iyer of the same period. Although he began visiting Bhagavan during the Virupaksha cave days, he is seen only in the attached group of photo taken on Bhagavan's 49th Jayanti Day celebrations on 28th of December 1928. Harbour S. Narayan Iyer is also referred to on pages 2 and 3 of the Ashram publication, Crumbs from His Table by Ramananda Swarnagiri. My grandfather was a brilliant mathematician and held the post of the chief accountant of the Madras Port Trust. He clearly recognized the mathematical genius of Srinivasa Ramanujan and gave him a clerk's job in the Port Trust from 1912 to 1914. He also helped him prepare letters to present his mathematical discoveries to G.H. Hardy at Cambridge and assisted him in preparations to proceed to England. My grandfather and Ramanujan would often stay awake late into the night discussing and working on mathematical problems. In the November 2011 issue of the American Mathematical Journal, there is a 10-page article by the distinguished academic Bruce C. Burnt, wherein my grandfather's mathematical contributions are discussed and also his personal and mathematical relationships with Ramanujan are examined and emphasized. This article was written after the author had gone to Bangalore to attend a conference relating to the life and work of Ramanujan. A film on Ramanujan entitled God, Zero and Infinity was screened for the delegates. At one particular juncture in the film, the author was saddened to hear one of the narrators condescendingly proclaim that S. Narayan Iyer, chief accountant of the Madras Port Trust Office, was an amateur mathematician who was unable to appreciate the work of his employee, S. Ramanujan. Since S. Narayan Iyer was not able to defend himself from this uncharitable remark, Dr. Burnett, a scholar who had devoted much of his career to explaining Ramanujan's life and mathematical contributions, decided to write the article in his defense. As a young boy, I saw Niranjananda Swami, Bhagavan's younger brother, visiting my grandfather's house then at 119 Big Street, Triplicane, Chennai. My grandfather left for his heavenly abode in January 1937 and I was born in May 1937. Niranjananda Swami knew the entire family. My mother, Kamakshi, who was Narayan Iyer's daughter, and my father, M.S. Venkatraman, and Narayan Iyer's son, Subanarayanan. My oldest sister, Ramani, 88 years of age and residing in Chennai, was named after Bhagavan by Narayan Iyer, and a grandson through his other daughter Meenakshi was named Ramanan, but his official name was S. Sankaranarayanan, who is now no more. S. Sankaranarayanan passed away in 2004 and was introduced into Sanskrit studies by his grandfather S. Narayan Iyer. He was a Devi Upasaka initiated by Kapali Sastriyar and over the years contributed many articles and translations to Ramanashram for publication. At the time of his passing, he was working on a translation of Ganapati Muni's Uma Sahasram. Ramani used to recount that when she had accompanied her father to the ashram, she had gone on Gidi Pradakshinam with my grandfather and Bhagavan. She had seen Bhagavan help cut vegetables to feed the devotees and see him personally stand and supervise food being served to the devotees. After ascertaining, nobody was waiting outside. Narayan Iyer's first love was mathematics, followed by Bhagwan and his philosophy. My mother Kamakshi used to narrate to me how, when she was 7 years old, during the First World War, she saw the famous German Emden when it bombarded the oil storage installations near the harbor in Chennai. The oil tanks burned for 4 days and nights. Narayan Iyer and his family used to watch that raging fire from the terrace of his house in Triplicane. Out of fear, my 7-year-old mother hugged her father, uttering, "My darling Appa, father." Narayan Iyer would ask her, "Which Appa do you like? The one before you in flesh and bones, or the one inside me?" My mother said that even at the tender age of 7, her father had started teaching her about the inner quest of Bhagwan, "Who am I?" When I saw this article in the November 2011 issue of the American Mathematical Monthly, I thought I should forward the same to devotees of Bhagwan Ramana so they could read another interesting unknown side of the life of my grandfather, Harbour Narayan Iyer. Note: an interesting life sketch of S. Narayan Iyer from one professor burned books, Ramanujan, Essays and Service, can be read online. In it, the author mentions how Narayan Iyer was greatly influenced by Ramana Maharishi. To read this, go online to Google Books and type in Ramanujan, Essays and Service in the search field. Part 4, S. Narayan Iyer, begins on page 96.